Tzachim Paratash Mishnah Beis Vehi Derech Rechuk. What is regarded as a Derech Rechuk? We said in the previous mission, somebody who is far away from the Beis HaMikdash in Erev Pesach is Pater from a Pesach Rishon, and instead will make it up by bringing a Pesach Shein. How far away do you have to be from the Beis HaMikdash to be regarded as somebody who is on a Derech Rechuk? Rabbi Akiva, somebody who is 15 mil away from Yerushalayim, which is at Modin, or farther away than Modin, or he's at the same measurement away from Yerushalayim, in a different direction from Yerushalayim. In such a case, he's considered to be on the Derech Rechoka, and is positive from bringing a Pesach Rishon, according to Rabbi Akiva. As Modin is a town 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. So somebody who's at least 15 mil away from Yerushalayim at dawn on Erev Pesach is too far away to get to Yerushalayim by the end of the day. As during the times of Nisan and Tishrei, when the days and nights are even, a person could walk 15 mil in one day. So therefore, if it's at Modin or farther out than Modin, so he's 15 mil or more away from the Beis HaMikdash, he would be unable to reach the Beis HaMikdash in time to bring the Korban Pesach, so therefore he is considered to be on a Derech Rechoka, since he is unable to reach the Beis HaMikdash in time to bring the Korban Pesach, and he would be Pater from bringing a Pesach Rishon. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Meskupas HaAzara Bilachot. Rabbi Eliezer says anybody who is outside the threshold of the Azara at the end of the time for the bringing of the Korban Pesach, he would be regarded as somebody who is on a Derech Rechoka. As according to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't have to be far away from Yerushalayim to be considered to be on a Derech Rechoka. If you were sick on Erev Pesach and were unable to reach the Azara in time to bring the Korban Pesach, and you were outside the threshold of the Azara at the end of the time for bringing the Korban Pesach, you are considered to be on a Derech Rechoka, and you were puzzled from bringing a Pesach Rishon, and instead you would bring a Pesach Shin. Well, according to Rabbi Akiva, somebody who is sick and cannot reach the Azara, but was within 15 mil of the Azara, he's not considered to be on a Derech Rechoka. Instead, he would be considered an Ones, somebody who had an unavoidable reason that did not allow him to bring the Korban Pesach, so he would make it up by bringing a Korban Sheni. However, he is not regarded as somebody who is on a Derech Rechoka, and therefore, if he doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni, he would be Chayav Karf, as opposed to somebody who is considered to be on a Derech Rechoka. If he fails to bring a Pesach Sheni, he would not be Chayav Karf. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lefichach nafud ahei loymar, lo mipnei shrechoka vadai, ela meiskupat hazara bilachot. Rabbi Yosef agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that anybody who is outside the threshold of the Hazara at the end of the time for bringing the Korban Pesach would be considered to be on a Derech Rechoka. Rabbi Yosef said, for that reason there are nekudos on the letter hey, of the word Rechoka in the Torah, to teach us that we shouldn't take the word Rechoka literally. You don't actually have to be far away from the Azara at the end of the time for bringing the Korban Pesach, as long as you're outside the threshold of the Azara at the end of the time for the bringing of the Korban Pesach, you are considered to be on the Derech Rechoka, and are puzzled from bringing a Pesach Rishon, as the Nekudos on top of the letter Hey teach us that we shouldn't take the word Rechoka literally. You don't actually have to be far away from the Azara to be regarded as somebody who's on a Derech Rechoka. And the Bar Tanura said that he has heard that the reason why the Nekudos are on top of the letter Hey, because Hey is a gematria of 5, and anybody who's at least 5 amos away from the threshold of the Azara at the end of the time for bringing of the Korban Pesach would be considered to be on a Derech Rechoka, and would be puzzled from bringing a Pesach Risha, and instead would bring a Pesach Sheni. What are the differences between a Pesach that is brought in Nisan and the Pesach Sheni that is brought in Iyar? What are the differences in Halacha between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? HaRishon Asur Bebayira UBebayimatzah. Regarding the first Korban Pesach, it is forbidden to have any chametz in your possession at the time of the Shkita of the Korban Pesach. BeHasheni Matzah VeChametz Imo Bebayim. For somebody who brings a Pesach Sheni in Iyar, he would have matzah and chametz together with him in the house. It would not be forbidden to have chametz in his possession at the time he shafts or eats the Korban Pesach. HaRishon Ton Halel Be'achilasim. VeHasheni Ein Ton Halel Be'achilasim. regarding the first Korban Pesach, Hallel would be recited during the Achila of the Korban Pesach. However, while eating the Pesach Sheni, you would not recite Hallel. Zeh v'zeh ta'an Hallel b'asiyos. But both the first Pesach and the Pesach Sheni require Hallel during the actual bringing of the Korban Pesach. Even when they bring the Pesach Sheni, Hallel would be recited while they're bringing the Korban. V'nechalin sli amatos umbararim. V'dochen et ha'shabbat. Both the Pesach Sheni and the Pesach Rishon would be eaten roasted. The only way to prepare the Korban Pesach is to roast it. And they would both be eaten together with matzah and mar. Even the Pesach Sheni is eaten with matzah and mar. So the pasuk says, "Gachol chukas haPesach yasu oso," that the Pesach Sheni should be brought with all the chukos of the Pesach Rishon, just like the Pesach Rishon is eaten together with matzah and mar, and it is eaten roasted. So too, the Pesach Sheni is eaten together with matzah and mar, and the only way to prepare it is to roast it. And the Pesach Sheni would be Docha Shabbat just like the Pesach Rishon. If the 14th day of Iyar comes out on Shabbat, they would go ahead and bring the Pesach Sheni just like the Pesach Rishon is Docha Shabbat. They would bring the Pesach even if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbat. So too, if the 14th day of Iyar comes out on Shabbat, they would go ahead and bring the Korban even on Shabbat. However, there is a difference between the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni regarding Tumah. If most of the tzibur is Tameh, they would go ahead and bring the Pesach Rishon bitumah. However, with regard to Pesach Sheni, if most of the people who are bringing the Pesach Sheni are Tameh, they would not be allowed to bring the Pesach Sheni bitumah. The reason being that one of the reasons why they didn't bring the Pesach Rishon in the first place is because they were Tameh on Erev Pesach. So they pushed it off the Pesach Sheni since they didn't want to bring the Pesach Rishon bitumah. So they should go ahead and bring the Pesach Sheni bitumah. The whole reason why they pushed it off the Pesach Sheni is because they were Tameh. So therefore, they would not bring the Pesach Sheni if they are Tameh. However, with regard to being Docha Shabbos, both the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni would be brought on Shabbos.